The movie that won top prize at the 2006 Cannes Film Festival opened this weekend in New York and L.A. It's The Wind That Shakes the Barley, a story about the violent birth and subsequent splintering of the Irish Republican Army. The film is the latest from director Ken Loach and screenwriter Paul Laverty, who've collaborated before on stories of working-class Britons and Americans. Loach's stance on the class struggle has made him no stranger to controversy, but he's drawn especially sharp criticism in England for his depiction of the struggle for Irish independence. Irish Man reports.
County Cork, Ireland, 1920. British troops, known as Black and Tans, roused the occupants of a small village gathered in front of a farmhouse.
Right! How many times have you bastards, you Mick bastards, been told, eh? Defense of the Realm Act! Do you understand? All public meetings are banned!
In rebellion, the citizens form the Irish Republican Army and begin a bloody campaign to achieve independence. The movie has prompted many critics in England to accuse director Ken Loach, who is British, of glorifying the IRA and demonizing his country.
I was accused of being worse than the Nazi propagandist Leni Riefenstahl.
Loach says he doesn't want to propagate a point of view. Rather, he wants to expose Britons to a period in their history that he feels they don't really know.
It's the pivotal moment in Anglo-Irish history. I mean, before these events, Ireland was a colony, and after it, it had a measure of independence.
It was a time when Britain was still reeling from losses during the First World War and trying to maintain a hold on Ireland against mobile bands of Irish rebels called Flying Columns.
Effectively, it was a people's militia organised in small guerrilla outfits. And it was extraordinary that they were able to inflict this damage on Britain.
Loach collaborated on the film with his longtime screenwriter, Paul Laverty, whose mother is Irish. Laverty drew on stories he heard as a teenager from a relative who lived through the upheaval.
And he just explained how they used to trench roads, dig up roads to stop the British army. And he said they were just a real tough, violent bunch and they were very scared of being caught. And again, that coincided with my later research just prior to doing the film, when I spoke to sons and nephews of Flying Column members. And then one old man in Cork told me about his uncle, who'd actually was tied to the back of a jeep after an ambush, and he was dragged to the base, and of course he was killed in that fashion.
But it wasn't until after the movie was finished that Laverty learned his grandfather was active with the Volunteer Army, passing information and keeping guns in his barn. At one of the early screenings of The Wind That Shakes the Barley, Laverty got another surprise.
An old man of 104 who had been a volunteer and lived away out in Kerry. He didn't have many teeth left but had all his faculties, and he insisted that's just how it was. So that was a great pleasure.
Despite what some British critics have written, Laverty says he and director Ken Loach took pains to avoid romanticising the rebellion. In one scene, a young doctor, one of two brothers central to the story, has to become an executioner.
I studied anatomy for 5 years then. Now I gotta shoot this man in the head. I've known Chris Reilly since he was a child. I hope this Ireland we're fighting for is worth it.
Actor Killian Murphy, who plays the brother and grew up in Cork, says his character is almost destroyed when he has to shoot a friend who's become an informer.
The tragedy of it is that he's known this kid all his life, he's known his mother, and he has to go back and tell his mother where the body is buried. It's horrendous, really, but there is no going back after that. He has to see his beliefs through to their ultimate conclusion.
That ultimate conclusion places the two brothers on opposite sides of the 1922 Irish Civil War. Former comrades fought over a treaty with England that gave Ireland a limited form of independence, but partitioned the country. Director Ken Loach says the splintering of an independence movement that united disparate elements against a common enemy is a timeless tale.
There'll be bourgeois elements in that, there'll be raw nationalist elements in that, and there'll be maybe a socialist or a Labour element in that, and maybe others, maybe a religious element. There will inevitably be all those elements. I guess they're in Iraq at the moment, aren't they? Resisting the occupation of Iraq. And then the power that pulls out, in this case it was Britain that pulled out of Ireland, then tries to set up a deal that will strengthen those people it can do business with and weaken those people that it doesn't want to see step into their place.
And Loach's collaborator, writer Paul Laverty, believes the moral questions raised by the movie apply to everyone, including the British.
I just wondered if, for example, the British population knew what the British Army had done in occupying Ireland in the 1920s. If they had known what the British Army had done in Kenya, where they had Ola prison camp, where there was torture, where there was mass hangings and mass beatings. I really wonder if they would have been persuaded so easily to go into Iraq by Tony Blair, who was determined to follow George Bush, come what may. And I think, really, if we have a better understanding of our own history, I think we're less liable to believe the lies and the spin and the propaganda.
Writer Paul Laverty. He took the title for his screenplay, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, from a patriotic song about a young man who leaves his love to fight in an earlier Irish rebellion.
"'Twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, but harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us."
For NPR News, I'm Iris Mann.
"And so I said, the mountain glen I'll seek at morning early, and join the bold united men while soft winds shake."
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott returns next week.